ויקל מוישה ספלדס בני ישראל ויאמר עליהם אלה הדברים אשר ציבו השם לעשות שיש יומים תעשה מלאכה וביום השביעי יהיה לכם קדש שבת שבתון ונשיבה ריש Rashi says, when Vayakel happened? A lot of years, we don't have time to learn Parshas Vayakel because they put it together with Pkudei. So we're so busy with the Shtayim Mikra. But this week, this year, Iber Yom, Vayakel is on his own. What is Parshas Vayakel? Moshe collects Katz Klal Yisrael, he puts everyone together. What is Parshas Vayakel? Where Parshas Vayakel is standing in the table? Rashi says the date of Vayakel was Bimochas Yom HaKippurim when Moshe Rabbeinu goes down from Har Sinai. He puts everyone together. So why Moshe made a Vayakel? Moshe spoke to Klal Yisrael the whole time. The whole time in the Midbar, Moshe comes and he gives the open messages from the Ribbono of Shel Olam. It's the only place before he's dead, before Moshe dies, he calls everyone and he gives the last message. But here, what is the Vayakel? It's a different pshat. I'm batting a little bit. And then Or HaChaim has the kasha. Tzorich ladas tam shehu tzrach leimah Vayakel achi shehu dover ha-rogil b'chol ha-isa sheyitza b'dvar Hashem. Chaim HaKodesh starts Kedarki B'Kodesh Tirutzim and Tirutzim. Why you have to start? He says one pshat, he says, because it was Koran Oir Ponov, so people were running away, no one wanted to stand near Moshe, so he had to again get the Oilum to stand together. Reb Yankiv Kamenetsky would say over a beautiful vote, what is the pshat in Vayakel? That is the Motzi Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu makes a Vayakel. Could be taken every time, like the Orachaim HaKodesh says, that when Moshe had to say, we have Chatzoitzras, and Moshe really got everyone together. But either way, the Torah mentions the Vayakel by us. We have a parsha that is called on the name of Vayakel, and Moshe is collecting everyone together. He says, what happened in the Egel was a pirud of Klal Yisrael. Nispardo achdusa. Vayu mechulokim umefulogim. Maimed Har Sinai, Dr. Reb Yankiv, was Vayachad Shem Yisrael keish echod belev echod. The Egel was a pirut. Nirushalmi brings down in Sanhedrin Perek Yud, who every shevet had their own Egel. 12 agolim. That's the Nirushalmi. They were so going separate, everyone had his own getchke. Letaiba yevakish nifrod. Letaiba yevakish nifrod. Moses says in Megillah, when Rabbi Lezer started to learn the parsha of Megillah, he bought the posuk, ba'tzaltayim yimacha mekore, b'glal atzlu sh'oyo leklal Yisrael, b'teire, homon came. We know Sudas HaChashveirosh, we know. Haman said, Ki yeshnoi am echod mefurod umefuzor beno ami. The Mefurashim say, mefuzor means separate. What is mefurod? In between themselves, they're not together. When people learn together, is es vehav besufo. Afilu avet noi loizozim mishnom achenasim oyavim. Teire is the strongest glue. When it's a machlekes in Klal Yisrael, is a pirut. Kabbalah Sateira was Vayichad Shem Yisrael ki ish echot belev echot. This was Kabbalah Sateira. When they did the Egel, was Heifach Kabbalah Sateira, they went to Avodah Zarah till everyone had a separate Egel. When Moshe goes down from Har Sinai, Motzi Yom Kippur, Salachti Kedvarecha al Chet HaEgel, Moshe says, the first thing we have to do is to have a kiruv, to have a kibbutz, to have a kiruv and to have a kibbutz together. The person works on it. Every time when there's kedusha, Klal Yisrael become together. When there's no kedusha, then there's a pirut. So this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael. Vayakel Moshe eskol adas bnei Yisrael vayemar elem eile advorim asher tzivo Hashem la'asos sheishes yomim te'osem eloche. It says in the pasuk, "Sheishes yomim te'osem melocho, ubayoyim ashvi yiyeh lochem koyde shabbos shabboson la'ashem." So, for sure, maybe I'll explain why all the mefarshim are busy with this pasuk. What is bothering the mefarshim? We learn what is bothering the mefarshim in pshat pasuk. "Sheishes yomim te'osem melocho, ubayoyim ashvi yiyeh lochem shabbos." What, you have to work for 6 days? The goyim ha'arurim, the rishoyim ha'arurim, they want us to stop to learn to go to work. Hashem will get rid of them. But this is the rishoyim ha'arurim. But we know not you need to work, you can sit and learn. You can sit and learn. This is our tafkid. I met yesterday by night, 2 o'clock by night. He's very close to me. The government hired him. He's the head of the main company that, you know, they're trying now to close the yeshivas. So what they want to do is they want to take him to the army. But they're not interested that we go to the army. They don't want us to sit and learn. This is the only thing that is bothering them. They don't need us to the army. They want us to close the gemara. So they pay him a salary of $100,000 a year. That's a lot of money. What is his job is? They were giving, what they're doing in the government is like they can't fight. So they're giving all the yeshiva bochim till today a p'tur that they don't have to go to the army. And the new ones, it's only a small group, and then they want 20% to go to the army. So they're giving him a list of all of the guys that are getting a p'tur that they don't have to go to the army. And they want him to call every ingeman and to offer him a job, and they will subsidize that the guy will have a reason to go out to work. He was in a meeting, they called him. This is a job, to call all these people to offer jobs. When he went into the job, he wanted to help people that he liked, that did parnosa. For that he was massive to go to the job. And they built him, he's very, very powerful. Now, and he has to every year get X amount of people. They told him, now here's the list. We want chutz and the X people, 2,000 out of these in Gilead. At the end of the year, you have to find them jobs. I mean, to close the gemara, 23 years old in Gilead, offer it, and tell them, you know, you don't have to work. From 6 o'clock by night, start. And the special course is how to convince the fruit people to go out to work. And some Misyavnim were there, and they explained how people are suffering here. Everyone wants to go out to work. Just they're scared from the army, they're scared from society. And if we open it so like this, everyone will come, they will thank you. I was also there, I also learned, I was waiting for the day to leave yeshiva. This is the guy I was talking. So when he got up, and the guy left the room, they asked him, you know, he's the CEO of the company. He said, I want to tell you, work is a b'di'evit. B'zeas, I'm just saying what he told me yesterday. It's really, started to apply, it was 2-3 when he gave me his brush. B'zeas, ha'pecho teicha, lochem is a klola to Adam HaRishon. Without the klola, we'll sit and learn day and night. It's a course that some people have to work. Nebach. It's a course. It's a shita. It's a b'di'evit. People can manage with learning with never going out to work. They will not be bored. They will have what to do in their life. It's a klola for people that they have to go to work. It's not a shita. He was busy to say that it was never like that. And Klal Yisrael, people were working every time. People were never learning. It was one or two koyim in Yerushalayim. He was giving a whole. So he came to ask me is if he has to leave the company or not. He will leave, someone else will do it. Here he doesn't believe in it. So he from inside could do like this drosha that he gave. He said when he finished to speak about it, everyone is really frum that went to work. It was quiet for 2 minutes, and all of the people got up and started to clap their hands. And they told him, "Maisa, you're right. We're embarrassed that we are not strong to say that." He says, "Yeah, you're allowed to feel number two. I'm also number two because I have a blue shirt. The people that are sitting are learning are number one. Yes. Why are we embarrassed to say it? Why are we embarrassed to say number one is the guy that is learning? Nevach, number two is the guy that has the blue shirt, even if he's the big supporter of Klal Yisrael. He's number two. The Yeshiva Bachur is number one, and I'm a number two." So this is what he came. I didn't sleep all night. He has to know. He doesn't know. He says, "I just want you to write down. If you tell me to stay, I just know why when I come to the Shamayim, they'll tell me, but Lemay said, you are the Bailim in the company. Because of you, thousands of people left Gemara. But if I will leave, I know will come a guy that is believing in it. He will do the job much better." He wants a psak what to do. So for sure, I told him I can't be machir, I have to take him to the Gdoli. Problem is, to who to go in? Meaning to say, for sure, don't understand, there's no shayla about it. But that people will understand when I'm coming in that the guy is really asking a shayla and it's not again mixing into the politics. He came to ask a serious question, not to try to convince to tell what the government is planning to do. This is at the hour, he's in charge. Just thousands, you don't understand, thousands of jobs. We're offering every guy, we have a list of every young man, 22 years old, that now could work, officially could work. He told them a lake is full with thousands in your life, and they're allowed to go to work. It's not true. Not people are sitting here learning about the soil. They believe that everyone here really wants to work. They hate yeshivas just because they were scared to go to the army. So they want to call every Ingeman, and Nebuchadnezzar saw so people are very poor. And Ingeman will tell them, "Nothing, just a little course, doesn't cost if we pay, we subsidize all of the course, you just learn computers from 7 o'clock to 11 o'clock, instead of saying the Shlishi, and instead of running to the Gemach." And they teach him how to say. Then the guy said, "Listen, you could everything, if you want, we have a job for 2 hours, Ben Asdolim." Yeah, the rest is history. Yeah? And they teach him how to do it. This is the matter, not Be'erich. And again, Imam, she doesn't know. I don't, Umir Dem, Leiskas, Leisigas, Lamalchus. He says, "Yeah, but I don't want to go to Gehenna." And they'll tell me, "The Maisa, you are the Shliach." Right? That someone else could have done it. Like the Nazi says, you know, "If I will not kill the Jews, someone else will kill the Jews. I at least, some people I just shoot it in the feet, not in the head." Well, I fell asleep 6 o'clock in the morning. It's such a gzeira, people don't even know the gzeira. People think the gzeira is the army. The army is in little money anotam. That's big, it's not diburim. It's money, big salaries. I know the person for years, I'm saying. I told him 2 years ago to take this job, you know, he had a different job. And the mice. So back to our parsha. Well, a person has to be proud. He's a working guy. I'm talking about my Ashkofa was healthy. I'm a number two. I'm a number two. If you leave yeshiva, you're a number two. If you don't learn the Fayyoni, you're number five. You have to remember that. This is the way you have to feel, and this is our Messiah. I'm saying it because he was crying to me. Is yeshiva bochrim? You'll be embarrassed who they are. That they sat there and they feel they're number one. And they feel that the guys that are learning are number two. And these are the people that are trying to help. It's guys that are really trying to help the Ingalite to have parnasa to leave the Gemara. They really believe that they're doing a mitzvah. The Ashkofa is so wrong. I think it's the first time that I'm speaking it out after I've spoken. This is standing in my head. How much we have to mischazik? Lehashmid laharik velahabed is kol ha-Yehudim. This is the gzeira. Chayrish Adar. Doesn't make a difference if they're not matzliach or not matzliach. It's the gzeira of thousands of people with all the money of the government that are planning to have a way how to close the yeshiva. It's not the army. It's not even the army. And it's not like people say, yeah, this is what they want. It's a plan with books, with numbers. You know, you have to get, the first month we're expecting 500 people from Kailot to come to work. Second month you have to have another 300, like a real plan, real working plan. And people will do it. No question about it. Guys that go out to Seder twice a day can drink, we'll do it. They're weak, they're not strong enough, they don't understand. That line that he held. It's a klole that people have to work. Nebach, number two, is working. We have to mechazik our hashkafe. Yisrael Salanter said that when a yeshiva light is strong, so the people in the edge, we can't change them. This Rebbeinu Shlom could change. If we are mechazik the chashivus tateirim between ourselves, to be proud of ourselves, so then they will also, Be'ez Hashem, will not have the gzeira. Be'ezim a new askole. 70, 80, 100 years after the askole, is a new askole coming with a different mehalach. Nebach to sit and learn. When the first askola came, was Nebach to be back old fashioned. This is the way they pulled you out. Don't be old fashioned. Be with it. This was the askola. The rest today, but Hashem, the different people are with it as well. Learn. You know, make money. Don't be Nebach. Don't be Nebach. A small little apartment, house, very small. You know, grow. Don't struggle. This is what they're selling you. Don't struggle. Long the Torah is struggling. Don't be on that side. Afrile Pumaya. So become again a Mefoshim ass. Sheishes Yomim Tasem Melocho Beim Ashvi Yelochem Kodesh Shabbos Shabbosin LaHashem. But the deep to do Sheishes Yomim Tasem Melocho is Tochan Nebach, is Tochan number two. So the Rabba says that it's a remez, the Gemara says in Shabbos that it's two people that keep Shabbos. So tomorrow is Shabbos. Someone that's going in the desert and he lost the day. He counts 6 days and the seventh day he keeps Shabbos. Most Mefoshim learn that it's the Rabbana. Then the Rai says Shabbos stays in the day Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't switch. And the person really in all the other days is not allowed to do no melocha. Only pikuach nefesh. But he's allowed to walk because if not he will stay in the desert. Shabbos we tell him to stay in the desert. We tell him count 6 days and keep 1 day. Why? Because we want him that shelo yitishtok achter Shabbos. The guy could be getting lost in the desert for 10 years, and then his kids will not know that there's a musik of Shabbos. So the Gemara says oise melocha shisha yomim v'sheves bashvi. Shita saradbaz b'tshuva from our pasuk that it's a din de raisa. He says sheishes yomim tasim melocha u'bayim bashvi Shabbos. 6 days work and then Shabbos. We know when the Shabbos, but if you don't know when the Shabbos, the way it works is you count 6 days and Shabbos. You count 6 days and Shabbos. You count 6 days and Shabbos. They bring down to the Maradiskin, it says Te'osa Melocha. It doesn't say Tasa Melocha. So he said, what is Te'osa Melocha? Te'osa is Mashma Me'ileo. So the person could rest on Shabbos only if he believes that the Melocha during the week is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he's not nervous to close the store on Shabbos. But if a person believes that he's the one that brings them the money, so the mele is nervous to close the store on Shabbos. So when you could tell a person to do Shabbos, if he has the akdoma in his head, sheish es yomim te'osa meloche. The meloche is done a me'elo. Then b'yom ha'shvi'i yelochem kodesh. The Goyen says, we say b'mei madlikim, ha'mechabes ha'ner b'mei shu misyore. מפני ליסטים, מרוחו, מחיירו, של החולה שאישן פוטו, לא שצריך לגופו. כחוס על הנר, כחוס על השמן, כחוס על הפסיל החייב. The Goyen says it has a חוף. כחוס על הנר, כחוס על השמן, כחוס על הפסילו. Zog the Goyen, it has a chof. He thinks that he's chos al aner. He thinks that he's saving money on the oil. From Chol Shabbos, you don't gain money. He's not gaining. So why is Mechaber the Ner? Because he wants to save money. Kechos al Hashemen. El Meit does a chos al Hashemen. And he's not saving money. Chol Shabbos, you only lose money. From money and Shabbos, you don't gain. You lose. Even though it looks not like that. So the Mephoshim speak about it. Why dafka avore? So that's what the Gemara says. Avore lelav yotzo, lechalik yotzo. The shaila, why dafka the melochim leisevar u'eish b'chol mashviseichem b'yayim ha-Shabbos? So the Balaturim brings down Ramozim that it goes, that even the fire from Gehenem stops in Shabbos. The Rashbam, maybe I'll say, we say like four or five terutz in Ruya. One terutz is that the Chiddush is, the Rashbam says, because in every yontif if you're allowed to cook. So the Torah wants to say that in Shabbos you cannot cook. This is the reason the Torah was madgish more from all the other malachas. The Spurna says because fire be'etzim normally burns and destroys. So I would think maybe it's not a malacha chashuva. So it says but the Torah we mentioned said it goes on Gehenem. But Gehenem also stops in Shabbos. Before she says al derech haremez, that it means not to have a machlekes. Not to have a machlekes. Not to speak about machlekes. Why be yom Shabbos? And though she Rashuma says this is the time that Klal Yisrael, the old days, would get together. Today you get together during the week, it's phones. The old days, during the week, you maybe met three people. Well, there was no way. People never saw each other. You went into the house by night, you closed the door, the next time, in the morning, you met more people. Today, so we don't understand that, but the mode at the time was, Chafetz Chaim says, Milcha Ma'ariv, was the time that people met together in shul a little bit, and Shabbos. Pasuk is Mamshich vayevoyu anoshim al anoshim konadiv lev viuchoch venezem v'tabas v'chumos kol klizor. So the ladies bought all of different tachshitim. The shaila, why they bought dafka tachshitim? It says everyone bought everything. Kol ish asher ito itcheles argomot elashoni eish izi. The ladies, it's brought down that they took off the jewelry and they gave the jewelry. The Shaila, why dafka the ladies decided to give the jewelry? So the Mefoshim have two pshat. In one pshat that the ladies were trying to mechaper on Maisa Egel, that the men took the jewelry. So they were trying to mechaper on Maisa Egel, so they gave the jewelry, keneged the Maisa Egel. The Bibel Nitzav L'Aspaneach, that Be'etzem, Mashekon So Isha Kona Bailo. So how the ladies had a right to give money to Melechus HaMishkon? How they had a right to give money to Melechus HaMishkon? Zog the Tzofas Baneach, everything what a person owns, Isha, the husband owns. Chutzum or jewelry. They say, the jewelry that a husband gives her, Chazal will not attack and that belong to the husband. So if they wanted to give something from their own to the Mishkan, they only could have given the jewelry. So the Gachava says, why we mekadosh Isha with a ring? It's Shove Kesef. Why we don't give Kesef? Nowadays it's no real money, but in the old days it was money. Moshe Shove Kesef ke Kesef. Give money. So some say, you know, Chavivim Divrei Soifrim, Gemara Shavakei Kesef Kekesef, so Chavivim Divrei Soifrim. Some say we wanted to have a ring that people will have, know that she's married. They have it today, but the goyim, most of the men have, yeah? But we wanted them that they will know that she's married. Zog dit zofens panecha, I'll tell you a gewaldic reason why you mekadosh a isha with a ring. Chazal v'takim, v'shekom tzu isha kona baila. So the maestro, you give her a ring, it belongs back to you. So how you mekadosh the isha? Once she gets it, it belongs to you. So it's a shayla. We do it today. We do eros in the same vasachas under the chuppah. Yeah. So everything happens with vasachas. So the tzofas panech. This is the reason that we take the mekadosh isha with a ring. So when she gets the ring, we don't have bashikon to isha gonna bailo because the ring stays hers. This is the tzofas panech. So this was the reason that we mekadosh isha with a ring. Then the Pasuk says, V'anesim yiviyu es avne ha-shoyam ves avne ha-miluim ves ha-boysem ves ha-shemen la-moir ves ha-shemen ha-mishcho ves ha-kteres ha-sami. And here is a Rashi. Omar Rav Nosson, Pasuk Chof Zayin. Ma ro'u nesim li-isnadet b'chanukas ha-mizbeach b'tchilo u'b'leches ha-mishcho lo-isnadvu b'tchilo elokach omru nesim יסנדבו ציבור מה שמסנדבים ומה שמחסרים אונו משלימים אויסו כיוון שישלימו ציבור הסכוי שנמה במלוך אויסו דיו אומר נשיא מה עלינו לעשויס הביאו אס אב מהשויה לכך יסנדבו בחנוק אס המסבח תחילו ולפי שנסעצנו מתחילו נחסרו אויס משמום והנסום כסיב. Rashi says it was a tviya in the Nesim. The Nesim said, we don't have a lot of money. Let everyone to donate. What is missing? We will fill up. Kevon she'oiso ha'melocha dayo. The Nesim said, what we will bring. So they bring, they have ne'ashoya. So here is a lot of this piece in the Torah. Is a lot. Try a little bit to touch it. First, Melondas is very shvel. Like the Mephoshim. Ha'melocha oiso dayo. Not true, they were missing stones. So they didn't finish the bring. Moshe said, we have enough. Son of Melocha, we had enough. No, so they begged to have an Ishaya. Son of Melocha was not Dayo. Oh, the Pshat. But the Nesim on Yisatza was a Tvi and the Nesim. So they bought the Avni Ishaya. So the Medrash says that Nesim is Meloshon Anonim, that the Anonim bought the Avne Ashoya. So I mean, it was not really from the Nesim, but it was Meshomayim. The Ma'aseh said they were not Zeicha to give him their own stuff. The Medrash brings down, the Talmud Medrash brings down, the Anonim Shmayo, the clown in the Meshkai, as Lina LePishoyim, and he went to Pishoyim. ודליה מתמון יסעב מבורלוסה חילו ויסעב מהשלמוסה לשקה באפוידו בחוישנו. They picked up the avonim ומייסי יסיינו באפי מדבורו and they put it on the side of the midbor אז לנרברבוי נשרואל ומייסי יסו לצורך עבדיס. The anonim bought it. So this is the pshat, so it's not a stira. מצד איך עוד גמור and Yuma says that the anonim bought it. More thousands from a pasuk says baboiker baboiker, vayuvi oid baboiker baboiker, and it says baboiker baboiker was mon baboiker baboiker. It came with a mon together. So the chud and the sim didn't give from their own. They didn't give from their own. So this is could be the melocha was also dayo, meaning to say what klal Yisrael could bring. Known as, and then the anonym, this Hashem was Mezakeh the Nesim, they knew that the anonym dropped it in this place and go to bring it from there. But it was not really an adobe from themselves. But first of all, the Goyen. The Goyen says, Givaldi Givot. The Nesim on Yisatzel, we took off a yud. So what they did because of that, Chanukas and Mizbeach, they are the first ones that reached out, right? One of the parshas that no one understands is Chanukas HaMizbeach. We read Bayoyim HaRishon, Bayoyim HaShini, Bayoyim HaShlishi, Bayoyim HaRevi'i. You learn Bavikame, and three words you have a Masechta. You learn Yevames, Oleo, Oleo, you have a Masechta. You come to Nesim again, 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 again. Forget, the avoid is to find the difference, a couple ones, a couple words, verbs different, yeah? So I'm going, look how mamish it stills. When you nis'atzel, you miss a yud. When you are zoriz, you marbe a parsha and the teire. It's not stand two different chazari. The God says mamish matches. When nis'atzel and the scene, we took off even letters from the name. V'an esom, but out of yud, Rashi. Why? Nis'atzel. When you are zoriz, you have an extra parasha. I'm asking what the cheshbon is for Hashem. But he says it's mamish zelu umazeh. When you are zoriz, you get a whole parasha. Shteta givaldik is that. The Nesim had a kavona l'shem shamayim. They said, we will stand on board. What is missing, we will give. And not only that, they did it. The mice in the end was no avonim, so they did it. Shteta. And ruchnius, it doesn't make a difference if your kavona is l'shem shomayim. You have to be a zoriz. You have to be the early for seder. As a dvar mitzvah, you have to offer to do it. You have to jump to do it. Zrizus. This is the job of the nesim. This is the avoider of the Nesim. The avoider of the Nesim is Zrizus. The avoider of the Nesim is Zrizus. They were missing the Zrizus to Dvar Hashem. The fish is Nis'atzlu HaNesim. Nis'atzlu Dehad HaChesh. The Talmud says, a lot of people say, listen, I will see the people that will need help in there and I will help them. You could offer that as well. But the first thing is you have to reach out and be there to help. The first thing you have to reach out and be there to help. And a person is nis'atzel, he's missing a part of his name. The Teir is chosser. The Teir is chosser. Teira is only mole when a person is not nisatza. Then the pasuk is mamshich. Vayas b'tzala l'sa'orim l'fi sh'nosa nafsha l'melocha yeso mishar ha'chachomim nikres ar shmoy. What's it does? Zoy b'sivsi ha'chomim k'lema b'chol ha'in k'si vayas v'lo k'si b'tzala k'mo yiga b'orim f'i sh'en b'kdushi k'ol kach m'orim lo yitriach atzmi b'tzala k'ol kach b'asiyoso. אלא ליאו בשאר התלמידים שואלו לוי ויאמר אליהם במויסים וכך הוא מחלמוק ובייס וכוי גם כן על האומן ולא יחו מן החכון במויסים אבל האורן של בקדוש הגדוי לו משמוכי בצל עצמו הוא מטריח ונויס לנב שלוי על המלוך היוס וייס בצל לפי שמוסר נב שלוי נקרס על שמוי בצל הוא מויסר נפש and the Ori. It's a very schwer Sach. So the Mephoshim say like this. If you remember, we spoke about it. V'osu li Ori. V'osu Ori. Rashi said, why it says V'osu Ori? Parsha Struma, it says V'osu Ori. Everything it says V'osiso. V'osu Ori. So we brought down, what is V'osu Ori? Brought down, יחזר בני ישראל הנזכורים למעלה, ברמב"ן. ויתוכן שירמזו כל ישראל משתתפים בעשי הסעורים בעבור שהוא קודש משוכני אליון שיסקו כולם לתאיר וכן אומר מדש רבי מבני מעד כל הכלים סי ואוסיסו ובאורים סי ואוסו אומר רבי דבר בשולם המגש ברוך הוא יבואו הכל ויסעסקו באורים שיסקו הכל לתאיר והעסק שישנה לכל אחד בליזוב או יעזור לבצלל או שיחבנו לדוח So steht in der Ramban, that by Asiyas HaKelim, every clear it says Bezalel ve'oso, and the Oron it says ve'oso. Zog der Ramban, perek Hofei Posuk Yud, why it says ve'oso? Everyone from Klal Yisrael had to work in the Oron. Either by money, or to give Eitzes to Bezalel, or to Mechavet Kabodes with Bezalel. All of the other things, Bezalel was representing Klal Yisrael. So I saw a gewaldike vault. Yeah, from who? It was like this. And all the other Kalim, it doesn't say Vayas Bezalel, because Hashem told him to do it. Like, you know, when the Kohanim are Makir Korbonis, so they consider Shluchi Didan. The Rambam says, Nitztaveinu Lehakir Korbonis. Who does the Korbonis? The Kohanim. But it says Nitztaveinu. And the Oroin, Hashem told everyone to do it. So we have a Kasha, so why it says Vayas Bezalel? If you learn the parshas, it's mamish like a paradox. In parshas Truma, in all of the other kelim, it says vayatz. In the oroin, it says ve'osu. When it comes, what happened? In the oroin is vayatz Bezalel, and the other one is vayatz. Tam people did. Punkt vagel. The teretz is in all the kelim Bezalel was doing it. In the oroin. Bezalel really was told to do it everyone. But even so, Bezalel was Moisel Nefesh more. A lot of times it's a mitzvah that is for everyone. And everyone is a part of that mitzvah. Everyone is a part of that mitzvah. And everyone has to do it. Everyone is a part of that mitzvah and everyone has to do it. But even that everyone is a part of the mitzvah and everyone has to do it, if you moist a special nefesh that you want to do it, it's nikras al shmo. All of the kelim will never be given bezalel that the bezalel has to do. So made him say nefesh from bezalel didn't count. Masheikin in the oroi that bezalel everyone had to do with bezalel. Bezalel was moist a nefesh more. Why? Because this is the Torah. That's what Ramban says. And from here we know the Yisrael. The most important thing where a person has to meisel nefesh is learning Torah. Amolo shel Torah, Yegiyosa shel Torah. There is the place that a person is mechuyav to be meisel nefesh. When a person is meisel nefesh, then he has. Now, if you realize, it's Be'etzim Negeat, what we spoke last time, it says in the Pasuk, and the Oroin, Vayove Sabadim Bataboes, Al Tzalois Oroin Loseis Es Oroin. We'll go now without the Emek Brocha. The Emek Brocha has a Mahalach that were two sets of Badim. The Oroin had really four Badim. Two Badim for carry, and two Badim the whole time. But we'll go to Fipshute Shel Mikro, and all the other Kelim, it doesn't say that the Tzalel put the Badim inside. Vayaz es abadim. And the Oroin, Vayove es abadim bataboes. This brings us back to the Yesoid that we said, that it's a pasuk, Vataboes ha'oroin yu abadim, lo yosuru mimenu. That in the Oroin, the badim are not only a chatimtze to carry the Oroin, a part of the shape of the Oroin is to have badim inside. A part of the shape of the Oroin is that he has Badim inside. And why it's a part of the shape of the Oroin? Because the Torah is Mesamel, the Gemara says, Hevigoyle lemokim Torah. When a person wants to learn, he only can manage to learn if he's accessible to move, to jump, to go, easy, leich, yeah, back to your place, back to learn. If he fashleptzach, you can't become a Talmid Chacham. The Gemara says, הם תוקו לרגליך, היו את המנכחוי שמקדתי מעיר לעיר ומדינה למדינה למטוירו. סנטבולס האורין עיר הבדים, when בצלל did the קהילים, a part of the job of בצלל was to put the בדים in the טבולס. It was a part of the job of בצלל. Then the pasuk is mamshich. Vayas es akiyor nechoishes, veskanoi nechoishes, bemarois hatzoivois asotzovu pesach oyel moyed. This is a pasuk that you have to understand pshat in it. The kiyor was not done with the regular materials. Vayas es akiyor nechoishes, veskanoi nechoishes, bemarois hatzoivois. What is b'maris atzoibitz? So Rashi has a very long pshat that all the women took their mirrors that they were miskashet by them, and they wanted to give the mirrors to the Beis Hamikdash for the Mishkan. That is the mirrors they took, like a kind of silver, and they shined it, and you could see yourself. Moshe said it's mos. The girls use it to look nice. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through them, they were maimi the Shvatim and the Midbar and the Mitzrayim. And why it went to the Kiyor? The Kiyor is Lehashkei Sasasoito Lazi Sholem Benish Leishtoi. The Eben Ezra brings down a different pshat. The ladies normally have mirrors to look nice. V'hoyu, I'm just reading the Lashon of the Eben Ezra. Hoyu b'Yisrael noshim oivdeis Hashem, asher soru mitayva ze oilom, was a group of ladies got cut away from the world, covered themselves completely. Yeah, nosnu mareyem nedova, they took the mirrors and they give it to the Mishkan. Ein lein tzerechoy, they're not planning to look nice anymore. Rag boys, yoim yoim el Pesach or el Moed li ispalel. They were sitting there and downing the whole day. Velishmoya divrei ha-mitzvahs. Vezeu asher omar asher tzovu Pesach or el Moed. Ki hoyu rabois. And they took the mirrors from that group. It's perek lamed ches, posuk ches. And Moshe Rabbeinu took the mirrors from that group and he did the Mishkan. I'm not speaking on groups that do it on a shkofedik, on gdeile. But it's g'day to know, I'm just saying it, that's Yudhiyah Sotere, this is an Ezra. So you say this thing in Ezra, there was a group of noise klal Yisrael, that were perish from Taivas Noshim, and they just sat the whole day, and they daven. The whole day they daven. This is what they did, they didn't do nothing else. And from these people, Bezalel did the kiyor. From this, they used that to use the kiyor. Without that, they would not have the kiyor. Says in Perek Lamed Ches Posuk Chof Zay, maybe it was not before that, it was not Perek Chof Da'al. So this goes back to Parshas Pekudei. It says Kol Azov Ha'osi L'Meloche B'chol Melechas HaMishkon V'ayi Zav HaTnufa Tshesha V'esri Moshe makes the Cheshbon Beker L'Gulgoyles V'ayi Me'as HaKikor HaKesef L'Tzekes Es Adnei HaKoydesh V'es Adnei HaPeroiches Mea Adonim le Mea Sakiko Kiko le Elef. So we spoke last time that everyone has to have a chilek in the Beis Hamikdash. Bemele the Adonim were done from the Kesef of the Shkoli. Kiko le Oden, Kiko le Oden. So the Goen brings down, he says that he doesn't understand. From a kiko, you can make the Adonim. The Adonim had to be a amo, wide, and 3/4 of a amo, oicha. How you can make him a kiko? The Goen wants the mechadesh that the Adonim were empty inside, chalulim. It was not full silver. This is the way the Adonim worked out in the Cheshbon. I just want to finish because next week we will not have a Chumash here. So I have to be out of Yerushalayim. Shabbat Shalom, Baruch Hashem. In a second I'll get there. But the Bisalevi has a vote, and this is Be'etzem, goes on Vayakel today. Salevi is in Parshas Pekudei because that in the Parsha there it's much more. But Lemaise, the Seder Advorim is Vayas Bezalel Lesaori, like we started to read today. Vayas Bezalel Lesaori, Vayas Badeshitim, Vayas Samizbeach, Vayas Samizbeach. This is what we read this whole Parsha, Vayas. Then Parshas Pekudim, Kol Azor. Back at the Gulgulis. And the Pasuk in Parshas Pekudei repeats it 3 times. I'll explain. We have Parshas Truma. You know these Parshas, people get lost. Parshas Truma was what to do. Tetzave was really to do the clothing. Parshas Vayakel, they did. Parshas Pekudei, they bring it to Moshe, and it's repeated again that it's done. Again, Truma is to do Truma Tetzave, Kisis Uschata Egel. Then Klal Yisrael do Vayakel and Vayas Bezalel, Vayas Bezalel, Vayas, 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 Vayas. Done. Eilef Pekudim, and now they start to build. Vayaviru al Moshe Soyel. Ves mikse, ves mikse, ves mikse. Vino also isuk asher tzivu Hashem keinos. So it sounds like this. Ubetzal benuri. Kasher tzivu Hashem es Moshe. Kasher tzivu Hashem es Moshe. Kasher tzivu Hashem es Moshe. So you're right, maybe as a mockery to be made, why in Parshas Vayakel the Pasuk doesn't repeat it so much? Maybe I'll ask me even more. In Parshas Vayakel is everything what Bezalel did. In Parshas Pekudei it's everything what he did. In a general way, it's a Mishkan, a Oyel, a Oyel, a Mechseyu, a Choshim, a Oyel, a Goydesh, a Kulam, a Zbech, a Kale, a Chotzer, Kechol Asher Tzivu Hashem, a Moshe, Kein Osu, Bnei Yisrael. So again, they bought everything. Vayar Moshe has come along with Yosu, Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe, Vayavar Rechoyz. So Besalevi is Oymed, there's something very strange is happening here. Parshas Truma, they told to do it. Parshas Vayakel, they do it. Then they bring it to Moshe, and they brought no, the whole list, Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe, Vayar Moshe, Vini Yosu, Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe, then Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe, Vayavar Rechoyz. Why it says Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem is Moshe? Zog the Beis Halevi, the Chefze from the Chet HaEgel was, Klal Yisrael were lost. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know what to do. So they did an Egel. What was the main Tvi and then? Arei demen l'shem Shammai. Yasa Elohim she'elchu lefoneinu. The Torah says, they meant l'shem Shammai. But Hashem didn't tell you to do it. You don't do what Hashem didn't say to do. You don't make up the mitzvahs. The tikkun was the Maisa and Mishkan. So even that the Tzalel could have done everything on his own, because he was Yodei Lachshev Cheshboines, but he did Kasher Tzivu Hashem Es Moshe. He did it exactly because Hashem told him to do it. But Tzalel understood why the Kruvim have to stand like this. And he understood why the Oren, he was Yodei Lachshev. We don't understand why. kiyor like this, and the shulchan is like this. So it's like little tchatchkes. Betzalel sado ilomis. Betzalel sado ilomis. And he was yodea lachshiv oisiyos shebor bohem shomayim v'oretz. Yodea lachshiv oisiyos shebor bohem shomayim v'oretz. But he did it kasher tzivu Hashem es Moshe. Not on his own. This is the word of the Bezalev. So I want to finish with a nice word. I think the Chasam Sefer says it. Why our parasha starts Sheishes Yomim Tavoid Vosiz Gmaftecho Ubayim Hashvi Shabbos, and then it says the Mishkan. So it's Rashi, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Meleches HaShabbos in Parshas Vayakel, and we started in Parshas Vayakel Shabbos, and then everything is the Mishkan. So it's Rashi, Higdin, the first Rashi in the Parsha, sorry, the second one. Higdin loim azor HaShabbos l'tzivu in Meleches HaMishkan loimar she'eino doiches HaShabbos. Chasam Sefer says al derech ha'oimek, al derech ha'oimek. He told him, why do you think it's not Doicha Shabbos? I would say, Shabbos is very important. Mishkan is important about Shabbos. So why you have to tell me before you do the Mishkan to tell me Shabbos? Tell me Mishkan, and then tell me, Ach, Shabbos is a Tishmoyu. Like it says, we had the Parsha before, what? It said the Parsha before, Ach, Shabbos is a Tishmoyu. Zokta HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Asiyas HaMishkan is Betzalel Yedea Lachshiv Cheshboina, Zok the Chasam Sefer, is Yedea Letzalef Oisiyas HaShomayim V'Oretz. The Mishkan is a small world. Like the world was not created in Shabbos, you can't create the Mishkan in Shabbos. It's not only if you do it, you did a Aveira. The Mishkan is a little world. The world is not built in Shabbos. Not because Shabbos is more important for Mishkan. It's the same reason the world is not created in Shabbos, Mishkan is not created in Shabbos. Mishkan is not created in Shabbos. So the Seder HaPsukim is not Stam De'Azor. It's Be'etzem HaRemez to the Tzur of Meleches HaMishkan. The Meleches HaMishkan, the Tzur of the Meleches HaMishkan is taken as Zor Be'asir. So next week, Mez Hashem will not be a Chumash year, but I want to take it because the night before, not because the night before, because Shabbos I have to go to out of the city. You don't want to be Chal Shabbos, you have to leave early. So, Mez Hashem, Yom Chamishi, be a Chasana, for sure everyone is invited. Thank you.